After articulating our dream, that not just the Jewish people, but all of humanity come to this awareness of Hashem, the reverence of Hashem, we reinforce our emunah and say, Kamoshi Adana, we know Hashem. Shashalton lefanecha, dominion is yours. Oyz biyadcha, might is in your hand. Gvura biminecha, strength is in your right hand. V'shimcha neira al kamasha barasa, your name inspires awe over all that you've created. So what does this mean? Shashalton lefanecha, we know that you have all the power. Oyz biyadcha, Oyz is in your hand. Which hand? Well, obviously it's the left hand. That means you're running Teva. Hashem, you're running nature. You control every single molecule that exists in the universe. And that's all natural. And it's all physical. From the smallest particle to the greatest mountain, planet, cosmos. It's all nature. And Hashem, you created it and you control it all. Ugvura biminecha. So what does it mean, Hashem, to have might in his right hand? This is the system that supplants that. This is the miraculous way that Hashem runs the world. Hashem runs the world through Teva and through Ma'al HaTeva, through nature and through miracles. Nature works with the left hand. It's standard. Doesn't require extra dexterity, I guess one could say. Gvura b'minecha means there are times where Hashem breaks his own rules, so to speak. He intervenes with nature to run the world in a more elevated way, for whatever reason that might be. Whether it's to make his existence evident, to enable us to have more of a peep at Hashem, or maybe it's for a functional reason. Either way, Hashem runs the world through nature, and through natural means, and through supernatural means. V'shimcha neira al kamasha barasa. And then, your name will inspire awe over everyone that you've created, over all the nations of the world. People seeing Hashem in the world. People seeing Hashem in every leaf, in every raindrop. People seeing Hashem in the miraculous close of history. Or be an awareness of a creator. So what happens next? After all of humanity has come to that awareness of Hashem, seeing Hashem in the world, then suddenly they'll understand the role of the Jewish people within it as well. When the whole world has come to this awareness of Hashem, and they recognize how Hashem runs the world, they'll also see the role that the Jewish people have to play within it and the importance thereof. Ever since the Torah was given, anti-Semitism has been part of the picture. Sinai, Chazal say, is to do the word Sinai, hatred. There's a hatred for the Jew and their mission, the moral compass of the world. Think about the irrational hatred, vilification of Israel nowadays. Being held to a totally different standard to everybody else, occupying more column inches in the newspaper than proportional to its size, totally disproportional. Seems that the Jew is expected to play by a different set of rules, in the negative sense. When Mashiach comes, Jewish people have their rightful place in the society of humanity.